Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now part of the HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, James Lewis III. Always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of this show. I'm a person that believes in brutal honesty. I don't believe in pussyfooting around. I don't tell you what you want to hear because it makes you feel good. I don't expect you to do the same to me. I'm thick-skinned. I actually appreciate individuals that say, hey, James, this is some areas where you're performing, but these are other areas where we're just not feeling it. Sometimes people don't like you. Sometimes they have a legitimate reason. Sometimes they don't. But as long as you're honest and open, I'm good with it. I think that in business relationships, even personal relationships, you got to be brutally honest. And I'm going to be brutally honest about Ryan Day, the coach of The Ohio State University, my favorite team. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I've been following Ohio State for the last 35 years. Ryan Day is not the guy for that job. And that doesn't mean that Ryan Day is a bad coach. It doesn't mean that Ryan Day is a bad person. It doesn't mean that Ryan Day is incompetent. It doesn't mean that Ryan Day doesn't work hard. It doesn't mean that he doesn't recruit hard. It doesn't mean that he fails to study film or hire the right assistant coaches, or that he is an optical blight on the Ohio State brand. Because none of those things are true. Ryan Day has been very successful at Ohio State. He's winning a lot of games. He's basically kicking the crap out of everybody other than Michigan and now Oregon. And them losing to Oregon by 1 point at Autzen Stadium, when that game, if you watch that game, that was Oregon's Super Bowl. That's a game they had circled. For the last 6 months, they couldn't wait to get out on the field and play at home in front of their fans as a new member of the Big Ten and say, hey, the Big Ten belongs to us, Bucky. We are the new kings. You're worried about Michigan and their 3 yards and a cloud of dust offense. We're actually who you should be worried about. Remember that? Remember that thrashing you gave us in the national championship 10 years ago? Well, that was 10 years ago. We are no longer your little brother. We are big brother. And Oregon was the benefactor of some interesting calls, and there was definitely some mismanagement on the Ohio State side. It seems like there's always something that mismanages and just kind of doesn't quite make it for Ryan Day and company. But I respect Oregon. I'm not taking anything away from that win that the Ducks had. And I was really proud. I just love sports. And to see a program like Oregon, Oregon's not a blue blood. It's hard to become a blue blood. Now, you got to win natties. They haven't won any natties. But to get to where they are, even with all of Phil Knight's money from Nike, there's a level of respect that's there. Because Oregon used to be a team of C-plus players that they put in A-plus uniforms. They had all of these combinations of uniforms, but you still a two-star player. That's not where they are now. Oregon's getting 4- and 5-star players. They're getting 4- and 5-star transfers. They get people on both sides of the ball that are going to play in the league and be very high performers and have long careers. And I have a lot of respect for Oregon, and I've always had respect for Oregon. And I actually thought at the beginning of the year, I said Ohio State's going to lose to Oregon. They're going to win the rest of their games. They're going to win the national championship, but they're going to lose to Oregon. Because it's almost impossible to go. I've been to Autzen Stadium before, which was on my bucket list of places to go. I've been to Autzen Stadium to see Washington play there when I lived in the Pacific Northwest. That venue is bananas. But Ryan Day, very similar to the Cowboys, there's a parallel between The Ohio State University and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Ryan Day's, let me make sure I'm being clear. Ryan Day's Ohio State and the Cowboys, not Ohio State as a longitudinal brand, because they've won natties. They had Herb there. Herb was 7-0 against Michigan. But the Ryan Day Buckeyes are just like the Cowboys. A lot of hype, a lot of money, front page news, all the clicks, all the drama, get the best recruits on TV, on Paul Feinbaum, big story, big topic, all the flash, get drafted, just like the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys, always in Stephen A. Smith's mouth, always the first take leading segment, Dak Prescott, high payment, Ezekiel Elliott was the top paid running back. Ezekiel Elliott is really washed, by the way. That's sad to see. That's really unfortunate. I hope that he's getting paid, and I hope that he's being very wise with his money. But both Ohio State and the Dallas Cowboys are paper tigers, and they're both frauds. Ohio State is less of a fraud than the Cowboys. But I have to be honest. I have to show journalistic integrity. I have to tell the truth. And Ohio State's a fraud. I fully believe they will go to Penn State in a few weeks, and they'll beat Penn State, and they'll beat Michigan because Michigan can't throw the ball. And they may, on a neutral field, compete with Oregon if they play in a Big Ten championship. But when Ohio State gets to the playoff, if they don't just completely have the wheels fall off after this loss, and I think losing by 1 point on the road, not the end of the world, but it's how they lost, unprepared at the end of the game. It's always just this one play that Ohio State doesn't make. It's the pass interference offensive. It's the missed field goal against Georgia. It's the concussion against Georgia. It's always something that happens to Ohio State that prevents them from winning a game against an elite team. It's the fact that they thought that it was a wise decision to play cover zero against Michigan on three consecutive plays and get burned. They put 11 in the box against Michigan a few years ago. It's Kyle McCord throwing an interception at the end of the game. They find a way with Ryan Day to lose the big games. They'll beat Indiana. They'll beat Northwestern by 30 points. They'll beat a good Indiana team by 20 points. They used to beat Rutgers every year. But what I love about the new system, all of these super conferences, you can't hide in your division anymore. Even Alabama, Georgia's seeing that. It's Georgia. You got to play Alabama. We got to play Texas 3 weeks later. What the bleep? You mean we don't get to play all of our games against South Carolina and Kentucky and a bad Florida team? You mean we got to play on the other side of the bracket? Ohio State, we got to play Oregon now. We got to go to USC. We don't get to beat up on Rutgers and Michigan State every single week. And maybe our one hard game is at Wisconsin. I love it. And you're going to see more. You're going to see less undefeated teams. And I don't think one loss is the end of the world. I think even teams like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State with two losses, they're going to get in the tournament because it's a TV show. And if you think that Boise State at zero losses is going to get in above a Georgia team with two losses, you're out of your mind. But Ohio State, I have no faith in Ryan Day. There's just something that he's not doing. He's not prepared enough. He's a nice guy. He's not a savage. He's not Urban Meyer. He's not Woody. He's not Trestle. And I've said this before. I've said it again. To be good at football, you got to bend the rules a little bit, man. Football is not – I know that Ohio State – I'm not trying to be iconoclastic. I know Ohio State is having a major baptismal revival, and there are a lot of people that have committed to Christ at Ohio State, which I love. That's more important than winning on the field. I'm not sure you can do both. People that are going to heaven and are committed to Christ usually aren't going to launch themselves into other men that weigh 240 pounds at full speed. That doesn't seem consistent with something that Christ taught in the Gospels. And I just think that I love Ryan Day as a man. I think he's a good person. He has a lot of Mark Richt in him. Georgia had Mark Richt for many years. He's going 10-2. Dominating division. When they went to the other side of the bracket and played Alabama, 30-piece. 30-piece McNugget. Extra barbecue sauce. Georgia got rid of Mark Richt. Brought in Kirby Smart, who obviously, if you look at all the people getting arrested at Georgia driving 130 miles an hour, unfortunately, they've had people that passed away. There's something in Georgia where they got some dogs, literally. That's the name of their team, Bulldogs. But they got some dogs down there. They got some people that are not necessarily choir boys. They got a little bit of the U. They got Michael Irvin down there and company, Leon Searcy. They got those boys down in Georgia. And I'm just saying, when Ohio State was good, when they had Urban Meyer, you had all sorts of crazy stuff going on offsite. So many rumors that I'm not going to talk about because I don't want to get sued. But just say there was a lot of Percocet, Molly Percocet. There's a lot of that going on, allegedly, at The Ohio State University during Urban Meyer's run. And I just think Ohio State's going to have to make a decision. Do we feel that Ryan Day is the man for this job? Can he lead Ohio State to the promised land? And right now, I think that he's a good person. I think that he's a good human being. But I have absolutely no faith in him to win 3 or 4 consecutive games en route to a national championship, knowing that he's going to have to go through Oregon. He's going to have to go through 2 SEC teams, even if they have a $20 million roster. And Chip Kelly called the plays. Doesn't matter. He's not good enough. And they have to realize that and probably cut bait and move on. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Burgers ever. They're hotter, with the cheese deliciously melted. And they're juicier, with the patties cooked to juicy perfection. Yes, they're tastier, with a pillowy, soft, golden bun. They're...
Rubble, rubble.
Looks like we've been hamburgled. These are our best burgers ever.
Rubble, rubble.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. James Lewis.
The least marriageable person in the United States is an educated black woman.
Wow.
She's got the worst marital outcomes.
Wow.
In the United States. Why is that?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
And where is she going to have the opportunity to meet someone who is similar to her, other than an HBCU?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
This is your boy Rampage from the Flipmo Squad. Is your roof leaking? Call Rhino Roofing. Your siding falling off from the last storm? Call Rhino Roofing. Rhino Roofing and Mysterious has you covered, literally. Definitely, Rhino Roofing works with your insurance company for storm-related damage. Plus, Rhino Roofing can provide you the retail quotes for all your roofing, sidings, gutter needs. Call 317-699-5715 right now. Schedule your appointment at Rhino Roofing ext.com for the gold standard roofing exteriors. Call Rhino Roofing right now at 317-699-5715 or Rhino Roofing ext.com for your central roofing Indiana needs. Yep.